I hit the wheelchair almost 5.5 years ago.
When Mindy Mayer says she hit the wheelchair, she means that is when she needed technology to get around Vernal, where she lives.
And when I first went into it, I was a school district employee, so I had state insurance. They wouldn't cover a wheelchair. I didn't have Medicare yet.
At the time, Mindy didn't know why she was having trouble walking. She still doesn't know. She just knows that because of this unexplained illness, she had very bad days. She had to quit work. She sold her home to purchase a van that would transport her in a wheelchair. She moved in with her mother while her teenage son took classes online so he could be home to help his mom. And together, they worked on their archery hobby.
So when my dad passed away, I actually inherited his wheelchair. And that's what I used until it quit working.
Without insurance, Mindy couldn't get a new wheelchair, so she made do, using a chair conformed to her father's body type and needs. There were other problems, too.
Mindy contacted us and said she was having some problems with her power wheelchair.
Cameron Kressel coordinates the Utah Assistive Technology Program in the Uinta Basin.
So we made an appointment. I went out and repaired the chair so that it would operate for her.
At the Utah Assistive Technology Program in Logan, Clay Christensen coordinates the office at Utah State University.
It possibly has a bad break, so what we'll do...
Today he is working with a volunteer on a motorized red scooter.
You have to turn the key on?
Yeah, I'll have to turn on and test it, but I gotta keep that darn wire.
The hood is off, and wires are dangling from the body.
Come on, baby.
Clay and his crew adapt wheelchairs, motorized scooters, and other assistive technology devices for clients living in Logan and other northern Utah communities. But that was about as rural as it got, until...
I was receiving calls throughout the state, particularly at the time. A lot of calls were coming from Vernal, Roosevelt, the Uinta Basin. And I started doing a little research and found out that there was just not a lot of services for people out there. And people just needed help.
In 2016, Clay helped set up the Uinta Basin program. At that same time, Cameron began working with clients like Mindy to find resources and equipment they need to become more independent, to make trips to the library, or to attend their children's soccer games. For Mindy, this meant that she could spend time with family, pursue her archery, shop at the store, and go to medical appointments. She's also involved in 4-H.
And at the time, we discussed the possibilities of her getting a new chair and discovered she did qualify and she had been trying, but had been having some problems getting a vendor that would work with her.
She had completed step one, qualify for the equipment. Now for step two, find the equipment by going to a local wheelchair vendor. At the time, there was one shop in Vernal.
I tried to get it from places here in town. They just told me that it's too hard to get a wheelchair through Medicare, because by then I had Medicare. Wouldn't even help me. Like, walked off on me. Left me sitting there in the shop.
So Mindy drove 3 hours to find another vendor.
I went all the way to Grand Junction, Colorado to try to get one. It just never happened. I worked with her for 9 months. Chair never came through. Medicare never even saw the paperwork, never got referrals to the physical therapist, nothing.
It's a challenge, and I think it will always be that way. That's the nature of the beast in rural areas. It's not just it's their location. It's trying to keep service providers out there just to get them there, then the service on the back end, and then the process of getting the equipment and the timeline involved, just because, again, they're in rural areas, and it's just a challenge.
So I was familiar with the vendor that was working in the Uinta Basin, and so I gave her their contact information, and I also contacted the vendor, and we helped mediate a meeting, and they came out, did the evaluation.
And kind of explained how it worked, and then got me in touch with the Alpine out in Provo, Utah, and he sent me the papers, told me how to do it, went to the doctor, had the doctor fill it out, physical therapist, it went right through. Had my chair within like 2 months.
It isn't an ideal process. It takes time, there are insurance hurdles, and you may not know who to ask for help. But Mindy's story gives us some idea of what it might be like to have limited mobility or limited access and limited hope while living in an area of the state where more could be done. As the series continues, I will travel to Castledale, Mytton, and Tropic to learn what technologies and helps are needed there. Also, there are good things happening around the state. Reporting from the Uinta Basin, I'm JoLynn Lyon for Utah Public Radio.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org.